As they say, everything that needs to be said has been said, but that won't stop me. I'm going to speak for a few minutes, and then we will have all of my direct report team up front to answer the questions rather than me, which gives the legal department a great deal of comfort. But I want to start. I have the approved legal comments for you, too, but I want to start by saying, and I want to be careful how I say this. I don't want to seem solicitous. Some of you recommend Walmart and have over the years. Some of you do not recommend Walmart and have been consistent over the years. But I would like for you to know that that we as a group, as a team, understand and have empathy for what you all are going through right now. Having been through several years of being under fire ourselves, it is not without experience that we say that. I mean, these certainly are challenging times, and you know, we as a management team would like to do our best to help stabilize and to play a role in being a part of the solution to what is going on, not just in the United States, but around this world. And I hope that your visit here, you have seen a reasonable level of confidence about how our company is positioned, but certainly nowhere near arrogance, because there's nobody who has visibility into this market. We're all living through something that we have never lived through before, nor have the markets gone through anything like this before. So it is certainly an extraordinary time to have all of you here and for us to be able to share our story. There are seven things that I have been told to share with you. And so I want to make sure that I share those seven things. First of all, is that this Walmart philosophy that Sam Walton started works, and it works around the world. We continue to invest in price leadership because in all of our markets, our brands are synonymous with saving money. In an economy where customers need us more than ever, our people, our associates are executing to our mission of saving people money so they can live better. The second thing I want to make sure that you take away from here is that we are running a better business today than we did in the past. We have a strong management team. You saw many of those people over the last 2 days. But you didn't see Dee Dee Priest or Pam Cohn. You didn't see Gary Severson. You didn't see John Wessling. You didn't see John Aiden, Steve Dacus. You didn't see Tim Yatsko. You didn't see Craig Herkert. I don't believe that I saw Craig. Most of those we stay hidden so that they won't be recruited by competition. But this team is deep. And it is deep not just with young people who have potential, but with people who are at either the start of their mature years or, as in John's case, well into them. They have experience and they can weather the challenges that exist today. What you saw in the presentations is the way that they manage and the interaction, Eduardo, that you and I have with them on a daily basis. Also, though, hope that you saw in our store and in our club that we are strengthening the customer experience through continuous improvements in merchandising and in store and club operations. We're focused on executing our business plans and diligently managing our expenses in this uncertain global economy. The third thing is that the company's focus on capital efficiency has allowed us to improve our return on investment trend from declining to flat, which is a significant improvement. and we're maintaining our pre-tax ROI within relatively the same range this next year. Number four is that the investments the company is making in merchandising, finance, and people systems will improve the efficiency and the scalability of our global infrastructure. Five, we're helping our customers, the communities, and our associates by focusing on sustainability, on responsible sourcing, and associate responsibility. And each of those is consistent with our mission of saving people money so they can live better. In sustainability, we have continued to take waste out of the system, which is driving either better profits or lower retails. When it comes to responsible sourcing and global procurement, Mike, the answer I would give is that one of the great opportunities in this company is to think about the life cycle of the product and to have GP Global Procurement participate wholly in providing our customers with better quality merchandise at extraordinarily low prices. That is our goal for this next year. I think it can make a meaningful difference, not just in the margin that we have on the merchandise, but in the trust the customer has for us or the member has for us, and the member and the customer's willingness to shop the entirety of the club and of the store. I think it's very important. In a time of great economic uncertainty, this company is well positioned to succeed in the future and in the short term. And we believe and have strong belief that we as a company will emerge from this time a tougher competitor for our competition. And seventh, and the thing I'd like for you to make sure that you really do understand, is that this isn't something that we created 90 days ago because we saw what was happening in this economy. This process started in 2005. It was planned. It was thoughtful. It was built upon as we learned. And it has positioned us extraordinarily well to serve our customers and to serve our shareholders in what clearly is a challenging time. We have positioned ourselves during these last 3 years for just this kind of time. I think it's an interesting time, a time when I think maturity of management and experience has great value. The experience that you saw last night with Leslie Dock speaking to you about what this company is doing that has changed our position in the political spectrum and the social spectrum, that has caused more people to be able to embrace us, for us to be able to participate more fully, for us to no longer, using a technical term, be the whipping post for what is happening out there, but to take a leadership role. You'll see it in our legal department with Tom Hyde. I think you'll see it with what we have done in systems under Roland Ford's leadership, Susan Chambers in the people group, and what we've accomplished with our people and the attraction and the retention of this qualified staff, as well as lower turnover with our hourly associates. Tom Shoey already has been able to present, and you understand and know the value to this company of having someone of Tom's experience with us during this period of time, and for him to have created the team that he did, which he has been working on for a number of years through development processes and programs and changing jobs and getting people a broad level of experience, which has allowed them to take the appropriate actions in the middle of this difficult time that have positioned us financially so well. And then, of course, the operating leaders that we have, that you have from, that you're familiar with, who have extraordinary leadership skills. They have great personal values, and they represent us well. They are aggressive. But at the same time that they're aggressive, they are thoughtful and understand the exposures that you as shareholders and people who advise people on our company would be willing to risk during these kinds of times. We will, and I promise you this, we will continue, even in these difficult times, to be thoughtfully aggressive. We are not defensive, nor are we going to be passive. It is quite possible that next year will provide extraordinary opportunities for this company as the retail landscape changes, and we are positioned to take advantage of those opportunities. So with that and those 7 points, Leslie, which I delivered, I think, exactly as you and Carol told me, Charles, why don't we have questions?